Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that Jesus is listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and get started, Father. I ask for any that's listening today for just for her salvation, her safekeeping, for anything that's spiritually dangerous to be revealed, and for her to repent and stay on that straight and narrow path and endure all the way until the end and have a heart for saving. Spreading the gospel and getting her loved ones really truly saved, and not deceived, but the real thing, really, really, really truly saved. Not religious or anything like that, but the real thing. And so they also too may inherit eternal life. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking about how the going through Isaiah 33 is where subscribers, receiver, all these doctrines that we have here in the United States, that's like pop culture and people are all into, and how dangerous it is because anytime you veer away from the scriptures during times of judgment, it's gonna really hurt you, okay? And so talking about the preacher of doctrine, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1 through 4 says that our gathering on to him will not come until the son, the man of sin, is revealed. Okay, the son of perdition, the Antichrist. So the rapture takes place clearly according to the scriptures. Again, that's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, after the revealing of the Antichrist. And why that's so important, okay? Because when you take a look at the five wise and five foolish virgins, this is Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 1. It says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took and I'm sorry, lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps." Okay. And then it goes through the whole thing. Okay. I won't read the whole thing, but it gets into the end where it says, well, I guess I'll just, yeah, I'll read the whole thing. "While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Now, this is important, okay? "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps." So it's a journey, okay, to meet Christ, okay? This is a parable about the end, okay? All right. Because he talks about when you read the whole thing, okay, he's just talking about that. But it's not immediate. You have to, that's what I'm saying. You need to get ready for tribulation. I've seen this firsthand, okay? I've seen this firsthand. It's a lot longer than you think it is. You think the trial is going to end. Again, I'm not talking about being appointed to wrath. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about tribulation, okay? Where you're covered, God's taking care of you, but there's tribulation to finish your trial. Okay, scripture says, this is Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, very important. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." You have to finish, ladies. Again, Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, "But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. If you do not endure until the end, you go to hell." Again, if you do not endure, that says, "He that endureth until the end shall be saved." Right? Those are the ones that get saved. Those that endure until the end. Those who do not endure until the end go to hell. The five foolish virgins go to hell. Let's finish reading, okay? This is important because the whole pre-trib doctrine cuts your trial short in your head. You're not expecting to endure all the way until the end. You're thinking that you're going to be gone partway through. Okay? Before it gets really bad. The Bible says you're going to see the Antichrist. Okay? You have a rough road ahead. The journey's much longer. I've seen this myself on a smaller version. It's much longer than you think it is. Much longer. Okay? So the call comes and it's not immediate. There's a journey to go out and meet him, okay? So the wise took oil in their lamps. Okay, I'm sorry. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." This is very dangerous spiritually. You need to hear this. But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh." Okay, that door was shut. They don't go in. They're not going to heaven. That's the falling away. Okay, you need to hear these warnings. Okay, I'll leave it there and we'll explain a little bit more tomorrow how that plays out in terms of expecting to have a long journey. Okay, and taking that oil with you. Okay, because when your mind knows I've got a rough road ahead, every trial changes. Every last trial changes. And you're packing up that oil like nobody's business. Your mind is saying, "I've got a rough road ahead. I hear the Spirit. This journey is going to be long and hard. So, in this trial that I'm going through today, I'm not taking any shortcuts. I'm going full length. I'm getting everything, all my oil from this, so that I can understand, I can see, I can be wise, I know how this journey goes, and I can see all the way until the end and finish." Okay, let's go ahead and stop there. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a very fruitful day for your glory, just abounding in the Spirit and just bearing fruit for you and loving you and seeking after you in truth in her heart. And also to reaching out and praying for her loved ones, for their souls. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.